Flying with God. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm not sure what I would do if I was sitting in my proper seat on an airplane and someone asked me to move because of my sex, but apparently such things do happen.
It's an issue that has disrupted or delayed several flights. Ultra-Orthodox Jewish men refusing to sit next to women who aren't their wives.
This was on a flight to London. An Orthodox Jewish man refused to sit down next to a woman because his religion forbids accidental touching. Now, why anyone worried about accidental touching would get anywhere near a commercial airliner, the story doesn't say. But the woman did move, and the plane took off. However, there is now a movement to encourage women to stand their ground when this happens, because religion or not, you do have to be kind of a to take offense at someone's unseen genitals. And this promises to make air travel even more unpleasant. Now, if I was asked to change seats on the grounds of being a sexual temptation, I guess at my age I should be flattered. But I would probably just get off the plane altogether. For some reason, religious fervor between airports makes me nervous. But the airlines obviously need some kind of policy. So, how about whoever gets to the row first can declare the religious policy for that row? Or a special privacy section with opaque, sex-proof partitions between seats for an extra $75. Or the airlines could install seats that are the width of a normal person. And people of all faiths would be happier. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.